This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
The new book is Welcome to the Country, Things You Need to Know When Moving to Rural Virginia. It's an honor to welcome to this program author Frank Levering joins me live on the long line. Frank, how are you, sir?
Hey, Coy, how are you? I'm talking to you from Southwest Virginia, about 160 miles from you.
There you go. Good deal. So are you literally right now in the country?
I am. And it's right before Christmas. And, man, you know, Virginia is the most beautiful state in the union.
Yeah, absolutely. Amen to that, brother. I totally agree with you. Hey, this is a very fun book. And I was telling folks before the break that this would be a great Christmas gift. And we want to encourage folks to run out here and get this. It's in all the local bookstores, I'm sure. You can learn more online at the BallyShannonFund.com, which supported publication of the book. So, Frank, before we talk about what the book is about, advice to people who want to live in the country, give us a Frank Levering 101, because you've got a background not only as an author, but also as a farmer.
Yeah, that's true. As a farmer, I'm... Just this year, we became a century farm in the state of Virginia, 100 years old. My grandfather started it back in 1908. It's primarily a cherry orchard, although we have apples and peaches, too. And it's on the side of a Blue Ridge Mountain, 2 miles from the Blue Ridge Parkway. So it's a beautiful location and an honor, really, to be working that land.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really something to still be there. That's a rare thing these days, you know, sadly.
It really is. And to be a fairly small family farm, 52 acres, is so rare. So we're pretty tickled about that.
Yeah. So tell us about the book, Welcome to the Country, Things You Need to Know When Moving to Rural Virginia.
Well, gosh, it's a book that was inspired by a gentleman named Fred Scott, who happens to live in the Charlottesville area.
Absolutely, yeah.
And also Martha Walker, who works for Virginia Tech. And these folks had a vision about the need for a book talking about the conflict between the sort of the farming culture of rural Virginia, particularly in central Virginia, and the newcomers, the in-migrants who are coming into the area from other parts of the country, and particularly from cities. And so often there's sort of a culture clash between the folks who've been living on the land for a long time in rural areas in Virginia and these folks who are coming in. So
we could picture perhaps someone in a BMW caught behind a tractor out on a rural road laying on their horn and a little ticked off that it's taken a little longer than they would like.
You know, I have a feeling you have read the book thoroughly, and in fact that was a real-life incident that we talk about in the book. And there are so many incidents like that. You know, if you talk to farmers, and in migrants, you know, there's really a lot of cases where these kind of cultural clashes are happening. And the book tries to address, you know, what to do about that and if we can somehow create community between these two cultures.
Yeah, we're talking with Frank Levering. The new book, fantastic, fun new book, is called Welcome to the Country, Things You Need to Know When Moving to Rural Virginia. Frank, share with us, if you can, you know, a few of these little tidbits of advice that some of these folks who, you know, their life dream is to get a little farmette somewhere outside of Charlottesville, and they all of a sudden wake up one morning and realize, well, this isn't exactly what we thought it would be.
Well, exactly, and I love that term farmette. I hadn't thought of that one. That's great. Yeah, and that really is a fantasy of a lot of the urban folks who are coming in, to have a little farmette of maybe, you know, an acre or two. And, you know, what's happening so often is that the folks who are coming in, and I'm speaking from the perspective of a real farmer, you know, who's been doing this for quite a while.
Sure.
So I'm a little biased about this, but, you know, folks are coming in, and they're great folks, and they're often educated. They often have great professional careers behind them and, you know, all kinds of advanced degrees and all that. And they're coming in, and they don't know much about farming. You know, they just don't know much about it. And the first thing I would advise anyone coming in, say, to central Virginia, that sort of 10-county area where you live and the folks in your listening audience are, is to learn as much as you can about actual farming, you know, what farmers do and how they do it and why they do it. You know, make a point of meeting farmers and talking to farmers and get to know these folks and try to understand them. That's That's the first thing you need to do.
And, Frank, what is it you think are the one or two top things that those people don't get or don't even know about farming?
Well, you know, so often it's real basic stuff. You know, if you wake up at 6 in the morning, or what's actually waking you up is the sound of farm equipment, you know, that noisy rumble going on, you know, a quarter of a mile from your place.
It might not be a rooster. It might be a tractor
exactly, that
you hear.
Exactly. You know, and all kinds of stuff is happening on farms that urban folks just don't get. You know, everything from chemicals being applied to land to, you know, that really foul-smelling, you know,
yeah,
things come in from the farm. Just, you know, a list of all kinds of things. And, you know, you really need to understand why those things are happening and begin to get a sense of why you need to fit into that culture instead of they're fitting into your culture.
The new book is Welcome to the Country, Things You Need to Know When Moving to Rural Virginia. Fantastic gift, and we want to recommend that everybody pick one up. And Frank, tell me, one of the big issues that you often see when you get a certain critical mass of let's just call them come-heres, who move out to the country with good intentions, you know, good people, but when you reach a certain critical mass, all of a sudden they start talking about, you know, you hear the debates about property rights and preservation,
yeah.
And from a farmer's perspective, what's the perspective on that debate? Because that's an ongoing issue here in Central Virginia. Is, you know, everybody wants to preserve this the rural nature of Central Virginia. There's something truly it goes beyond beautiful, but it is what it is so much of what we think about when we think of Central Virginia. These rolling hills and farmland. How do we preserve it? What's your take on this debate?
Well, you know, that's very much part of the culture clash. Many of the folks, and we did a lot of research on this, Martha Walker was a key person in that. You know, many of the folks coming in see open space as a sacred thing. And it is. It's what creates the beauty of the landscape. You know, it's what people are drawn to when they're moving into rural areas. The thing about open space, though, is that it's created by farmers. You know, the economy of farming is what's creating that open space. So for a newcomer, what you really need to understand is what it takes to keep that open space viable, you know, economically. That's the key. And, you know, you can't just say preservation is God, because it's not. You know, the key is preservation of the farmers is God. That's the key, you know, because they're the folks who are preserving that open space. So, and there are a whole bunch of factors involved, economic factors involved, in keeping that open space open, you know. So that's a big clash. You know, many, many farmers, I interviewed this wonderful, you know, older farmer in Charlottesville area named Corky Shackelford for the book, and Corky's just a little northeast of town, and his land has been in his family since 1817. And, you know, for Corky, it's all about what it takes economically to keep his farm beautiful, you know. And that's the important thing that newcomers really have to understand, is what it takes.
And so one of the good things that, along that regard, we're talking with Frank Levering, the new book is Welcome to the Country. One of the good things in that regard would be this whole new movement we're seeing now to buy local, and for people to seek out those local farms, you know, within, say, an hour's radius, and get those relationships with these farmers who are growing the things that you want to eat, that you would normally go to a grocery store to get. Well, now you can go to, you know, like a place, Polyface Farms comes to mind. You
yeah.
can go locally and find a lot of that stuff that you would normally go to a grocery store to get, and you can support those local farmers with your local economy.
You know, amen, Brother Coy. I mean, you have put your finger right on it. You know, go out and support those local farmers. Go to a farmer's market, become a member of a community-supported agriculture, a CSA, and buy what they're selling. You know, drive directly to the farm. Go out there and buy direct from the farmer. You know, support any local farm preservation ordinances that are in your community. Those are all, you know, important factors involved in saving local farmland. And that's really the key. You know, local farmland and farmland nationally is an endangered species. You know, it's something that we watch erode daily.
Yeah.
You know, and with alarming statistics. And a big key, you know, to our culture, you know, right now is that, you know, eating is not an option. You know, eating is what we have to do. And what farmers are doing is incredibly important work. You know, we cannot underestimate the value of what farmers are doing. You know, so we've got to go out and support those farmers who are in our community, who are, you know, doing wonderful things for our local economy. You know, the contribution of farming to the economy nationally and to the state of Virginia is enormous. I think people are often not aware of what that contribution is.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, agriculture is still the number one driver of the economy in Virginia, is it not? I mean, it's the largest part of the economy.
It absolutely is. It's the number one driver, and, you know, there are so many statistics about that are really important. But the bottom line here is that farming and farmers are central to our economic and our social well-being. You know, they not only provide food for us, but they create community.
And this, of course, is all what you want to keep in mind if you choose to live in the country. Just know that you're living in the farming world, where people are actually trying to earn a living and where there is an industry going on, and just be aware of that you are new to that culture.
Absolutely. You know, it's almost, you know, if you're moving into a rural farming community, in a sense, if you don't know much about farming, you're entering a foreign culture. And you've got to figure out a way to cross that cultural divide and become a part of that community and learn about these people who are the foundation of that community.
And
that is so important. Don't isolate yourself. Get involved. You know, jump in. You know, contribute. Be helpful to that community. That is so important.
Yeah, absolutely. Because that's how that community evolved.
Exactly.
People reaching out to each other. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, people have been helping each other and wearing many, many hats, which is what happens in rural communities. You don't just do one thing. You wear a lot of different hats. You know, that is a key component to these rural farming communities.
The new book is Welcome to the Country, Things You Need to Know When Moving to Rural Virginia. The author is Frank Levering, author, poet, screenwriter, and farmer. Frank, it's been an honor to talk to you. It's a really fun book.
Thank you, Coy. It's great to talk to you, and, you know, let's support farmers.
Absolutely. A break for local news and weather. We're back with Delegate Brian Moran.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.